Unit 20, A New Horizon. It's a small world and getting smaller. People who want new experiences have a harder time finding them. Not many places are off the beaten track these days. Before, people wanting to explore new horizons would travel to new countries. However, now that travel is so easy, there are few places that tourists have never been before. Not long ago, though, a new horizon of adventure travel opened up. Since 2001, people wanting a new kind of travel experience have been able to buy tickets for a trip out of this world. A trip into space. Russia started this kind of business in 2001. American businessman Dennis Tito was allowed to buy a seat on a rocket to the International Space Station, ISS. Tito spent 7 days in the ISS. He was treated like the other astronauts. He even did a few experiments. What did this unique experience cost him? Only $20 million. Almost every year since Tito's initial trip, there has been a new paying passenger who has bought a ticket into space. Space tourism has become a lucrative field. This has led to greater interest from other countries and organizations. Some are trying to figure out ways to build cheaper and more comfortable rockets. Others are making plans for new space stations. Even the Hilton Hotel chain has expressed interest in the possibility of building a space hotel. Experts predict that with improvements in technology, the price of a ticket to space could become as low as $50,000 over the next 10 years. What if you don't have $20 million, or you don't want to wait for prices to come down? Well, you can always check out Space Adventures. This Russian company offers a range of near-space experiences. Clients can experience, among other things, space flight training or zero-gravity flights, all for the more affordable price of $10,000 to $50,000.